professional opinion. Chris Wilborn, Vicente Landscaping. Do plants prefer country or western music?
Country or western?
Yeah. Do you ever sing western. To your trees western?
Like, is there a difference?
Western.
Western? Okay, good choice. Lisa?
I'm thinking 80s rock.
80s rock? It is. That's what you play at the nursery to get the plants going in the morning.
They love it.
You got to look good for the customers coming in. Couple announcements next week. Speaking of color, the Iris Society in Tucson is having their huge annual Iris Society sale. It is Saturday, September 21st, 10 to 4. Call Harlow Nursery on Pima if you're interested in attending. Or Maxine, you can look at 520-743-7993. Or you go to TucsonIris.com. So all of our listeners on KNST and KGVY in Southern Arizona, if you don't have an iris or you're an iris buff or you moved here and you're like, I need some flowers, that is a great option that'll get you set up. I have never yet been, but I've seen pictures, and man, that is very impressive what you can do. And you know, you're 2,500 to 4,000 in the area, depending on what part of the mountain region you live in. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of options you have in Tucson that, not far around Yuma, Casa Grande, Phoenix won't have those options just because they're slightly lower. So check that out if you're in the area and interested. We were talking earlier. We had a call from Strawberry. There's an incredible, it's called the Farm Dinner and Ranch Experience at Fossil Creek. It's their third annual event. If you haven't been, if you've never been to Strawberry, it's worth going just to see. It's such a perfect little mountain town community. It's everything you would expect. Old Western style wood buildings on each side of the road for, you know, less than a half a block that the downtown ends. But when you get a little farther, there's Fossil Creek. Turn left and you can go to the dinner experience, where the entire evening is provided with stuff that's going right there on site and in the area. They've got Cajun shrimp salad, cedar plank salmon. Ooh, that sounds delicious. Winslow Farm slow ham and Fossil Creek goat cheese. You go to info@ranch@fossilcreek.com for the information, directions, and sign up. That one does cost. It is $75 a ticket, and there's only 175 seats, so it is limited. That's the ranch at fossilcreek.com. If you'd like more information on that, we'll put both links at rosieonthehouse.com as well. It's an incredible experience, like I said, just to go enjoy Strawberry, and that's a great way just to see some of the agriculture and things that you may not know Arizona had to offer. We're in studio at KQ&A in Prescott with host Vicente Landscaping, who's been a Rosie Certified Landscape Partner in Prescott. Probably, Chris, I'm going to say three or four years.
Yes.
Doing a great job for all of our Prescott listeners servicing. Well, I'll let you tell. You service
pretty much the entire Yavapai County in northern Arizona. We go our Quad City areas here in the Prescott Valley, Chino, Dewey, Humboldt area, but we also are over in the Verde Valley in Sedona and Flagstaff areas as well.
And then people in all those areas can drive to Waters Nursery.
You bet. Yes, fun drive. Yeah, we kind of service the same people. We pull from even Kingman, Sedona, all those places.
And we're talking today defensible space around the home. Let's do a quick recap of what's important to know. Not only, you know, yeah, it's obviously when you're in the mountain area and you've got more growth, the fire danger is bigger. But that doesn't mean that's the only place that a fire could happen or exist. Let's talk defensible space around the home. It's one of those give and takes. The security and police department will tell you, put, you know, thorny shrubs and bushes right up against your home, and the fire department says, get everything gross away from the home.
Exactly. And our theory is, get some of that growth. We wouldn't want to plant anything right up against the house for a variety of reasons. One, we don't want to implement a lot of water up against the house too, because that can cause damage, but that's another issue. From a fire-wise standpoint, a defensible space standpoint, let's move some of those plants away from the house. And to recap, as we talked about, that first zone, that's 30 feet or so away on the outside of the structure, is the most important area that we want to deal with when we're creating defensible space.
And one of the things that we talk about now, from the builder standpoint, which isn't the most practical just due to lot size, we'll tell people how the height of the tree, you want that the distance from the house, because if it ever falls over, you don't want it to fall on the house. Now, 30 feet, I don't know how tall a pinyon pine gets, but I know ponderosas, they'll get to, there was a gentleman at the Arizona Tree Council conference yesterday that measured a ponderosa pine that was 175 feet tall. Mm. And I don't know about y'all, there's not a lot of properties that you can plant some 175 feet away.
And that's where we say we don't have to get rid of all those trees and plants within that space, but let's be smart about it. So if we have a ponderosa that's 30 feet away from your house, you don't necessarily have to get rid of that, but let's remove the ladder fuels around the area so that if a fire does start, it doesn't go up into the crowns of the trees.
We sign off in Prescott right now. Listeners, stay tuned. Rosie is on standby at KTAR talking flooring. And particularly this weekend, carpet.
That wraps up another hour of the Lawn and Garden segment on the Rosie on the House show. Stay tuned for the House and Home Focus segment as we put away the pruners, pick up the paintbrushes, throw away the shovels, and break out the shim shingles. We'll cover everything from foundations, chimney caps, windows and countertops, to painting and plumbing, plus whatever project you're tackling at your house. We're ready to take your calls right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.